This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
Here's a little TV note for you, ladies and gentlemen. This week on AMI at the Movies, it's Backdraft we're going to be talking and watching. Two Chicago firefighters, they're brothers, and they don't really get along. Surprise, surprise. They have to work together while a dangerous arsonist is on the loose. Tune into AMI at the Movies, Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern, hosted by Ramya Muthan and yours truly on AMI TV. Danielle, I turned it over to you as you are my co-host for the day, actually a couple of days as you hang out with us until Friday right here on Kelly and Company.
That's right, Kelly. It's very hard to get rid of me when I'm having a good time, I'm afraid. So I'm here for the duration. But now it's time to get accessible gaming with Dave and Debbie.
Hi, I'm Debbie.
Hi, I'm David.
Join us as we explore accessible gaming.
Everything from tabletop to video and RPG.
May the best player win!
Okay, I hear that you're going to get Kelly and me involved. Dave, how do you play... Hello, good to hear your voice. And I understand we're going to be talking about golf, dice, or card game.
Yeah.
So... I have to know, how do you play the dice game golf?
Okay, well, the idea of playing the game of golf with dice is that you have you start with six dice, and you have a tray to roll them in, a shaker to roll the dice with, and a way to keep score. So how you keep score is there are nine rounds to play golf with the dice. Each round has three turns, and the lowest score at the end of nine rounds wins. Now, how do you keep score?
How do you keep score?
Yeah, that sounds like a real task, man. I'm telling you. Dave, we're having a hard time with you. Okay, we'll get him back there. We're having a little tough time. First of all, too, let's bring Debbie in. How are you, Deb?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're having a great show. It's been excellent. Some great conversations today on the program. So I think we're pretty lucky. We're going to see if we can get Dave back here. And then if not, we'll move on maybe and try it. Do you want to go on to the card version and see if we can get Dave on?
Sure, I can do that. Okay. So, which David and I were kind of joking and we were bantering about, and I'm like going to come in and say, well, golf and cards is much better than golf and dice.
Well, when he starts saying the like Danielle said, the whole memory. How do you remember all that? You know, how round nine, three, what?
I can't even remember my own phone number. I don't know.
Okay, I hear Dave back here. Dave's back. So, Dave, you want to continue because we're trying to figure out, okay, what's the objective here to do of the game?
Okay, I'll start again here. So what you have to do you're rolling six dice. Mm-hmm. Can you hear me?
Yeah, really nice.
Okay, here's okay. So you have to roll a straight. So the game consists of nine rounds of three turns in each round. Okay, so what you do, when you roll the six dice, you want to try to roll a straight. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And how the scoring works is you want to get the lowest possible score, just like in golf.
Okay.
So if at your first turn you roll a straight, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, your score would be -3. Okay. If you get your straight in your second roll, it's a -1. And if you get a straight in your third roll, it's 0 points. Any remaining dice count is 1 point against you.
Oh.
So okay. So okay. We'll do one turn to get the idea. Okay, so let's say we're going to roll. So Danielle, you roll a dice and Kelly rolls a dice. So okay. Danielle, you roll a 2 and okay. Kelly rolls a 3. So Danielle gets to roll first.
Okay.
Okay.
So now I roll again.
Roll, Yep.
So, I roll all six at once.
Right.
Yes.
So okay. Now your first roll is this, Danielle. You roll a 1, 2, 2, 5, 6, 6. So for your straight, you're going to keep the 1, 2, 5, 6, right?
Right.
On your sixth roll, you're going to roll, you get a 3 and a 5. So you're going to keep the 3 and add that to your straight.
Okay.
So now you have 1, 2, 3, 5, 6. On your third roll, you get a 2.
Uh-oh.
So you needed a 4 to complete your straight. So that 2 counts against you. So you have 1 point against you.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And so I only get that number of rolls. That's it.
You get 3 rolls. That's right.
Yeah.
So the idea, you want to try to complete that straight in 3 rolls.
Right. So there's no point where I stand up and try to hit a ball or anything like that.
No. No hole in one for you.
No. I blew it. Okay.
So just to give me an example, Dave, if she had rolled... Yeah, exactly. Explain this to me. Explain this. If she had rolled something other when trying to get that 4, if she had rolled, say, you know, a 5 or a 1, what then have? So, because I'm a little thrown off on how you derive at the number. So you say she has a 2 because 2 of them.
Right. Yeah, 2 twos, right? So right. So if she would have rolled a 4, for example, if she rolled a 1, 2, 3, 4, she rolled a 4 on a third roll.
Right.
She would have added that to a straight. She wouldn't end up with a straight 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And her score would have counted as 0.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, okay. Now, okay. Kelly,
can I
you're
ask
roll,
another so... question?
Yeah.
When I'm the first roll, I roll all 6 and I'm keeping, say, 3 out of the 6. Do I then roll the 3 dice I don't want, or do I just roll 1 at a time?
No, you roll the 3 dice.
Oh, I see.
You don't want.
Okay.
You want to try to complete the straight.
Right. Okay. Got it.
Okay. He's going to do his roll. Okay. So, Kelly, you roll and you get 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 6.
All
so
right.
You're going to keep 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 for the straight.
Right.
Okay, now your second roll, you roll a 4, right?
Mm.
So you don't get 4. So you roll a third time, and you roll a 2.
Right.
So you're short. You still need a 5 for to complete your straight, so you get a 1 point against you.
Okay, that's it. Okay, that's what I thought, because I basically wasted my second 2 rolls. My goodness. And you do this 9 times, and at the end of that, whoever has the lowest score is the winner. Is that right?
You got it.
Like golf.
Right.
After like golf. Just say so after 9, you could do 9 rounds, you could do 18 rounds if you got the time or whatever, right? Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
So Dave,
it's great
now.
Too if you're camping or on a picnic. That's what Deb and I do. We take the dice with us and we have these 1-1/4-inch dice and we have a tray that we use. And we use the white dice that are easy to see. So if you drop them on the ground, we can find them easier too.
Always good.
Yeah, you don't really want to be crawling around too much down there nowadays. You know, there's too many things that you don't want to be stung by. Okay, so should we move to cards, Deb?
Yes. Okay, guys.
Now that we've had our beer and hot dog and
This is Deb says. Now let's get into the actual game instead of playing around rolling dice.
So, Debbie, what's the objective of the card game?
So it's the same thing as the dice game, kind of like golf game, is to get the lowest score. And again, you can do that in 9 or 18 rounds. What I used to do years ago is we would play for 9 rounds, stop and have a break, have cake, and then play 9 more rounds. So what you need is a standard deck of cards, 52 cards, and 2 jokers. And 2 to 4 players. If you have more than 4 players, then you would use 2 decks of cards.
Okay.
So, and there are special cards. So the king is worth 0 points. The joker is worth -2 points. The ace is worth 1 point. And the other cards are worth their face value. So 2 to 10 is, you know, 2s are worth 2s. 3s are worth 3s. Jacks and queens are worth 10 points. So again, the objective is to get the lowest card. So what you want is you want the jokers and the kings and the aces and all these low cards. The setup is each player receives six cards. So the dealer will deal out six cards to each player and they place it in two rows of three. So you have three on the top and three on the bottom.
Okay.
And how you play is you, when it's your turn, you flip over two cards. So you reveal two cards. And then there's a draw pile and then there's a discard pile. So what you would do is decide. So if you've turned up, let's say, a king and a queen, but you definitely don't want to get rid of the king, but you do want to get rid of the queen. And if on the discard pile is a 10, you don't want that because it's not any better than what's there. Mm-hmm. You would just take from the draw pile. And if you got a 2, you would maybe switch your queen with the 2. And play continues this way by switching your cards to try to get the lowest points. The first person to reveal all their cards will knock and say, okay, I've revealed all my cards. Everyone else gets a chance, one less chance to get lower points. So once everybody's revealed all their cards, then you tally your points. And then you, again, you have somebody, you can have a scorekeeper. We usually have, David usually keeps a score. And you can do that either using a scorekeeping app or you can do that, you know, using large print, using Braille. There's whatever way makes it easier for you to keep score.
Wow.
And then you do this for nine or 18 holes. It's a lot of fun. It's hilarious because sometimes when you flip a card, so if you take a card from the draw pile and it's a 2 and you want to switch one of your unrevealed cards, sometimes you do that and it's good. You get rid of a 10, but other times you do that and you get rid of a king or a joker and you end up giving it to the player next to you. So there's a lot of fun there. Right.
So you don't know what you're getting rid of.
You reveal two cards. So you know what two of your cards are, but the rest you don't know. They're secret until you flip them over, which kind of adds a little bit of fun. Last night, David and I were playing and he was getting like all these low cards, like just everything. And I was getting all these high cards. I think I ended up with 24 points in one hand. It was horrible.
Oh, good grief.
It was very good.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Dave, how much money do you make when people are playing and it's, okay, I'm the scorekeeper, and David taking 10 sale. Oh, yeah, look, it's funny how your score is. But I thought he had a high hand. Oh, no, no.
So how can you tell when somebody's cheating, Debbie?
Oh, you can't.
Aha. You just have to trust.
You just have to trust. That's, I remember, right. My sister was bad at that. I'm one of three, and I've low vision, and my sisters were sighted. And I used to play a lot of cards with my younger sister, and she would cheat. And I remember saying that I would not play cards with her unless my mother was in the room.
Mom, she's at it again. Well, it's like Danielle. Didn't you understand what they were talking about? They play four rounds and then they have cake, which in blind world translates to beer.
I did wonder about that.
Then there's less complaining.
It reminds me when my husband's grandmother tried to teach us to play bridge. I never learned because she was cheating the whole time and I couldn't figure out what was going on.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that makes it challenging. And the good thing with the game of golf is there's a lot of variants. We watched a lot of videos. I actually used to play it with four cards. That's how I was introduced to it years and years ago. The other thing when you're playing, because you have two rows of three, so if, for example, you have a pair, one on top of the other, it becomes zero. So let's say your top left card is a 10 and there's a 10 in and you pick up a 10 in the draw pile. You want to put it underneath that because it'll zero it out. They'll cancel each other out. So that's another little caveat. I've seen it played with 10 cards. I've seen it also played where, like, there's so many different variants of this game. There's a ton of videos. There's a lot of different people that we like to watch. One is called Gather Together Games. They do a lot of how-to videos. And then there's another one. It's Riffle Shuffle. I cannot remember. Yes, that's it.
Well, Debbie, this sounds like an awful lot of fun, and it's good to know that there's more going on out there. You guys must play cards and dice and things together all the time. It's lovely to hear both of you today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Danielle and Kelly. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Enjoy the summer.
You bet, guys.
You too. Join Dave and Debbie on the third Wednesday each month for Accessible Gaming. Always fun to hear from them, Kelly.
So you did get that, right? That's our blind code. Cake. That means beer.
Okay. That's good. Yeah. I think I like that sort of cake. Yeah,
I think we've got a grand rumor now ready to go around and just people. Hey, I know what they do on Kelly and Company. They mislead people, right? No. It's all in gaming. Accessible gaming. I'm telling you.
It beats cheating at cards, Kelly.
You won't even remember if anyone did, right? If you eat enough cake. We'll take a break. And Jeff Ryman, he's anxious for our next segment, ladies and gentlemen, so he can get things together for Father's Day. Mary Mammoliti is here from Kitchen Confession. She's going to bring us the ultimate Father's Day foodie guide in just a sec.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.